Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city. This is The Electric Drum. I'm Jose Candelario, and today I am with Yvette Glenn of Wealth Beacon. But before we get into all that, where are you from, Miss Yvette?
Hello. Glad to be here. I am from a native of New Haven, Connecticut, of course, and I love New Haven. Born and raised in New Haven.
Tell me a little bit about where you grew up. You grew up in the Hill?
I did. I grew up in the Hill area of New Haven all of my life. My parents are still homeowners there and living in their home where I was raised. So they've been there for about 45 years.
Tell me a little bit about your dad.
My dad is amazing. He is actually going to be honored soon, and he will have a street corner in New Haven named after him. So it will be on the corner of Columbus and Redfield Street, which will be right across the street from the Hill Health Center in New Haven area. And he actually was a pioneer of really the community gardens in New Haven. Back in the 90s, I remember him advocating for a space on our street that was an empty lot. And there was some conversations with the community in regards to what they were going to do with the lot and if they were going to put another home there and build on it. And he suggested that they build a community garden. I remember him being a part of an organization, which is New Haven Land Bank, I believe, at the time. And he advocated for funding for it and gave them, his idea in regards to the community garden and, you know, gave some suggestions on what that should look like. And he drew up a plan for them. So they got a grant. They went through a lot of different meetings and a lot of different votings, and they actually did. They found the funding for it, and he began his community garden, which he cultivated for maybe about, 25, 30 years or so.
What is his name?
Oh, my dad is Jerry J. Bell. Yep, it's Jerry J. Bell. And like I said, you'll see more. I'll be sure to keep you posted and everybody be able to see the street name. And
oh, yeah. We're going to be out there in numbers. He also was one of the first homeowners that bought a house for a dollar.
Yes, he was. He was a part of that in the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s. New Haven had opportunities for dollar houses to promote homeownership in the community. And folks were in charge of purchasing their homes and mediating their homes and remodeling and doing everything. And it wasn't until we had the hearing in the Alders Chambers recently for the street naming for my dad, and folks from the community had to come out and speak about him and his character. And a lot of people from the neighborhood showed up and they gave their testimonies. And some of the testimonies was about the position that he held at that time. And he was in charge of the tools. So he was in charge of the tools for the dollar houses and for homeowners to remodel their units. And from my understanding, he had the tools. The people would come and have to sign them out, and they were responsible to bring them back. So it really was a community shared thing that they had. And, you know, he did that. He also was a part of, I remember growing up, he was really good. He was very artistic with his hands, and he was a part of Ken and Peters. So a lot of older women or who started to dance or were into dancing, and they had a lot of community roots and ties. My dad was a part of that as well. So he was one of the musicians. He was a part of creating and making the drums and giving drum classes to the community. So that was back actually before any community garden. So that was like in the 70s.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I wonder where you get your love for community outreach.
Yes, the community outreach. I never really tied all of the pieces together until recently. And I was like, wow, this is like innately in me because of my dad and a lot of community work that he's done, taking care of neighbors, doing everything from taking people grocery shopping to their appointments, doing everything. So it really is service work at heart.
Can we talk a little bit about mom?
Sure. my mom, my dad, they're actually, like I said, they're still together, living in the same home where they remodeled and raised their family in. She is also an amazing caretaker. And I think seeing my dad care for community members and the way that he took care of people, she adapted the same thing. So she does the same thing. She's a caretaker to this day. They have a lot of friends that are unable to drive and do things, and she still does the same things as well for their mutual friends. So
what's mom's name?
Her name is Vilma. Vilma Bell. She's amazing. If Mother Teresa was a person on earth, she would be her. She's very, very patient. She's very patient. So she's been a member of the community. She actually helps a lot, her elder in the community, which is Evelyn Rodriguez. So shouts out to her. But she's really good friends with her, but she does some work with her as well.
Mm, yes. Shout out to Evelyn Rodriguez, everyone on R Street, Community Garden on R Street, which I know your father had a lot of help with, because I helped dig the fence post on that community garden.
Yes. The community gardens are amazing. They really are. It's a good way to bring community together. And it's a good way, you know, to teach the intergenerationally, to teach about cultivating and things like that. And it's very rewarding to see the things that you've actually planted and that you've grown, and you get to pick it and have it. So,
you got any siblings?
I do. I have siblings. My dad and my mom, I have a brother with my parents. He's 5 years younger than I am. He's actually an amazing graphic designer. I'll have to plug you in with him. He's really dope. He's an amazing graphic designer. The two of us, we grew up at like the Boys and Girls Club, you know, back then the Boys and Girls Club raised us. So the Boys and Girls Club was amazing. It was a community staple, but we were, you know, that was our second home. So we grew up with knowing a lot of our, you know, our neighbors, and it was like really family oriented. So we grew up there. He's still in the Hill area as well, with my parents, and he's doing amazing. And
what's his name?
His name is Ali. His name is Ali, but he's doing great. He's a graphic designer, and he does a lot of work for local organizations as well as a lot of business people. He just did a wrap recently for like a door wrap and a window wrap for a store at one of the corner stores in Fairhaven. So. His
wow.
Work is amazing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. Look at that. Surrounded by talented people.
Yes.
What schools did you go to in New Haven?
The schools I went to actually was the neighborhood school. The neighborhood private school that I went to was Sacred Heart. I went to Sacred Heart. Yep. In New Haven. So I was there from first to eighth grade. And then there was like an integration when I was in middle school. Sacred Heart, I believe, purchased St. Peter's School. And then they, you know, culminated to both schools, and then they put it back in the same location. So sixth grade, I went over to St. Peter, sixth and seventh grade, and then I came back over to the same building for eighth grade for Sacred Heart.
Good old St. Peter's on Kimberly Avenue.
Yes. In the high school, of course, was Wilbur Cross.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you're governors.
Sorry about that. any teachers stick out in the New Haven education system?
Any teachers...
for you.
For me. Let's see.
Oh, she's digging back in the files.
I am. For the New Haven school system, for parochial school, a teacher that stuck out to me was Miss Brown. Miss Yvonne Brown. I had her. She was amazing. She really held us accountable, but she was serious about the work, but you know, she really told that everything has a time and a place. So she was really good. And when I got to Cross, I had a teacher, English teacher. Her name is Mrs. Campbell. She was also about her business, very, very astute on her subject of English and how to take pride and ownership of your work, how to proofread your work, and to actually read and proofread as if you didn't write it yourself. So you had to step outside of yourself to actually read your work back to see, did you answer all the questions and did it make sense? So that is a practice that I still use today. And it, it, it works.
You're listening to the Electric Drum on 94.3 WYBC, the Rhythm of the City. I'm Jose Canelorio, and this is Yvette Glenn, Wolf Beacon, sharing her story, doing what it does. She came in shy, but look at this. She's talking away, talking the time away. What was your first, did you go to college or did you just go right into the workforce?
I did. I went to college for a little while. New Dimensions had a program at Albertus Magnus, and it started new, and it was introduced to folks in the workforce. And I had a toddler at the time, and, you know, I thought it was something that I can attain and do, and it was a lot. I was working full time. I had a toddler, and I was in school. And if anybody's familiar with the program, it has accelerated learning. So it was a lot of work. So I did it for a little while, and then I took a leave of absence to focus on family. And since then, I've done a variety of different things. I mean, I went to Gateway for, like, bookkeeping. I went for medical office. I have a certificate there. I've done a bunch of plethora of other certificate programs online. So I'm actually looking to go back to school to finish my bachelor's.
Man, well, but I mean, the certification serves you well because at least it gives you tools, right?
Absolutely.
Tools in business.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. What was your first official, like, business job?
My first job, I was 14. I actually worked with Kevin Walton. Everybody in the community knows Kev. Shout out to Kev. He was my supervisor, but I actually worked for him at City Kids. So City Kids was a big community organization for the youth back in the day.
And I guess that long ago.
Right. And we were responsible for doing outreach. So we had to do surveys, and we had to survey youth on what they wanted to see and what changes they wanted to see in the community. So we did that, and then I did data entry. So that was my first job at 14.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Hustling. You graduate high school, you get your just certifications, mm-hmm. right? And now what kind of jobs did you end up getting after that?
I actually worked in insurance for a long time. So my mother, I used to do the bring your child to work day with my mother. So my mom worked at Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield. She was there for about 25 years, and I used to go to work with her. So, you know, it was interesting, you know, to say the least. But after I had my daughter, I graduated Wilbur Cross. I had my daughter, and I actually went to work when she was about 2 months old. So I jumped into the workforce. I was working full time, and I went to work at Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield. So I was actually doing insurance claims, and I was doing I was in the authorization department, which is the UM department that had to do with authorizing visits for chirotherapy, OT, and PT. So I did that for a little while. And then from there, I went to Yale University. I worked there for a little while. That was around the time that I was going to Albertus as well, when I was working at Yale the first time. I was working at Yale, so I was there for a little while. I left there. I was temping there for a little while. And then a little while, like a couple of years.
Yeah, a little while.
It was really hard to get in there. So I temped there for a couple of years, and then I went to another insurance company that I was working for, workers' comp. Oh. So, yeah.
A lot of experience in insurance companies. Mm-hmm. What is one thing professionally that you wish you had known, or did you felt a little bit prepared, or, you know, what piece of advice would you give yourself getting into the business world is tough, especially insurance.
Yes, business world is tough. I think it's important to definitely find your niche and, like, what you like to do. And get really well-rounded, you know, in that area, and stay up to speed and stay abreast on, like, what's happening and what's going on. Because even if you're in any industry, there's a lot of changes and things that come along with that. So it's important to, you know, just to be up to par with the times, keep yourself educated on it, be well-rounded in your field.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, you got a nonprofit that you started, Wealth Beacon, Working Hard. What did you learn from those other jobs or your work experience that helps you right now navigate this nonprofit?
The nonprofit was a vision from God. It wasn't something that I attained to do. It was something that was like really like a vision given to me. And like, you need to do this nonprofit and do it in this way. Because if it wasn't, I'm a faithful person. If it wasn't for that, I would not be able to navigate the way that I have navigated the nonprofit at all. But all of my experiences, like I said, I've been working since I was 14. So that's a while. But all of my work experiences coupled with, you know, my interests and things that I like to do, which is naturally helping people like my parents, it really shows up in the work that I do at Wealth Beacon. As I said, I could not have really, it wasn't ever a thought or a vision to say this specifically is what I wanted to do. It is something that literally was given to us and it kind of just formed on its own. So.
Now, is this your full time now, the nonprofit, or do you still work?
No, the nonprofit is my full time.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
The nonprofit.
All
is,
in.
All in. Yeah. The nonprofit is all in because it is that deep. It's that serious. And that's how much work it actually takes to run. So,
and it's a business.
It is.
What
it is.
Are you amazed of how time consuming it is to actually run a nonprofit?
It is absolutely time consuming. I think the nonprofit in itself, but just any business, right? Like if you run, you have a business, you have to know. I always tell people your front office and your front face is only as good as your back office and your foundational pieces. And if you don't have those pieces together, then the business is just not going to sustain. So it is a lot of work in and out to really run a business and run it successfully, you know, having things, everything in regards to like timelines, in regards to outlines and, you know, different things that you need to have for the business, for the nonprofit specifically. You know, there's different codes of conduct and like different type of paperwork and, you know, things that you have to do to be an organization and run it successfully, including having board members, you know, and just having everything on record. So it is a lot.
You're an official 501c3.
Officially a 501c3.
Because everyone around here claims to be a nonprofit.
Right. I've heard that. I mean, I don't know what people claim to be, but I have heard that. And I have heard that, people take the name and they say nonprofit, but they're actually not. Again, we were, you know, kind of led in, my husband and I, and running a nonprofit and saying, you know, what are we going to do? How are we going to make this official? What steps do we need to take? So we took it upon ourselves. We read, we studied, we looked over the application and, you know, we went for it and, we prayed on it and that's what we did. So we got our nonprofit status in less than a year, which from what I hear from others, that is like really unheard of and it's complex to get the status.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yes. Congratulations on that. That is not easy. That is very hard work because you do have to have board members, but it does make you eligible for certain funding.
Absolutely.
So that's a good part. I mean, a lot of work on the front end, but it helps out when you're applying on the back end.
Yeah.
What advice would you give someone out there that wants to start a nonprofit, or what would you tell yourself, a younger self, about getting into this business?
My younger self, I would tell her it is what you know, but it's also who you know. So as much as it does take and require to work hard, you also have to put yourself out there, put yourself in position to, be adaptive and adopted sometimes into like this industry. Your nonprofit, depending on what it is, because everybody's, you know, nonprofits or their visions or missions are different. But depending on what it is, again, I would say you definitely have to be educated in the services that you're trying to provide, what you're trying to do. Know what your vision is, know what your mission is, know who your audience is, and really try to connect with people as much as you can to grow that vision and that mission and have it come to life.
This is the Electric Drum on 94.3 WYBC, the Rhythm of the City. I'm Jose Candelario. This is Yvette Glenn. Wealth Beacon, what is its mission?
Wealth Beacon's mission is to provide housing and services to families who are underserved, to families who are experiencing housing insecurities. So we do that by providing housing and wraparound support services for them to really help them stabilize their families and have long-term housing stability.
Best way to get in touch with you, wealthbeacon.org?
Yes, wealthbeacon.org.
Okay, yes. Very good. Last comments to the community. Anything, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Please check out our website. You can see all of the things that we have going on, including community events. We do a community offering as well for financial empowerment. We do that at the Stetson Library over a 6-week course in partnership with our partners at Connects Credit Union. So we'd like you guys to join our groups, and we'd love to see you at one of our events.
Thank you very much, Ms. Yvette Glenn. This has been the Electric Drum on 94.3 WYBC, the Rhythm of the City. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Jose Candelario, and like always, to everyone else out there, thank you for listening.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.